Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby, and a question that everybody seems to be asking, especially newbies, it seems like in the space, is what is the next coin that Coinbase, that GDAX is going to add to their exchange? What is going to be the next thing that gets added to Coinbase? How do I buy it? Where do I buy it? How much money am I going to make when it gets added to Coinbase or GDAX? So I want to quickly talk about the overall situation, I think, with Coinbase, with GDAX, is everybody seems to be asking this question. It's coming up all the time in YouTube Happy Hour. It's coming up all the time in the comments. And I think it's something that you can do a lot of due diligence on your own. And there are a lot of rumors flying around. And I think it really makes sense to, to number one, ask it. So let's get into it. Well, first of all, right now, if you're not familiar or if you're a little bit new to the space, Coinbase and GDAX, they trade three cryptocurrencies for the US dollar. They trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. Those are the three. Any other crypto out there that you want to procure, for the most part, you have to go to another exchange like a Bittrex, like a Poloniex, like a Binance, or utilize some type of service like maybe Shapeshift or Changely or anything else out there like that. So there isn't another way to procure other crypto out there, for the most part, directly with the US dollar. So why would Coinbase be looking to add more crypto, different tokens, different coins to their different crypto assets to their exchange? Pretty simple. The more crypto that they have, the more crypto assets that are tradable on Coinbase, the less people go from Coinbase to somewhere like a Bittrex or like a Poloniex, and the more money in turn, the more volume that is happening on Coinbase's exchange, the more money they're making in fees. And pretty simple, right? But when you think about that, if it's so simple and if they just add all these crypto to their exchange and they're making a ton of money in fees, which they are, why aren't they doing that right now? Well, there are a number of different reasons on that, quite frankly. But the biggest thing is that Coinbase runs a pretty tight shop when it comes to regulatory issues, when it comes to ID verification, when it comes to making sure that anything traded on their exchange is not a potential security, which we'll dive into a little bit more. And if you want to just get an understanding of this too, this is literally today, this is 6 hours ago, but Bittrex, which is one of the exchanges that is not a direct competitor to Coinbase because it doesn't allow you to trade US dollar on it, but Bittrex has a number of tokens that may arguably be securities, but they have recently added two new ex-government security officials to their board. They also hired a former big Amazon exec. So they hired two people from the Department of Homeland Security. They hired an Amazon security professional. So, I mean, they're beefing up their executive staff. And this is, I think, in a lot of respects, because they know they're going to be dealing with the government quite a lot in the future. And in many cases, for some of these companies, the best way to deal with the government is to hire ex-government people that can, give you the inside out. So Bittrex is, and I think, preparing for a lot of that because of the number of tokens that they have on their exchange, because of how maybe loose from the hip they were shooting, whereas Coinbase has kind of been the exact opposite. Coinbase has only allowed you to buy Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum with US dollar. In some cases, you can consider those to be a little bit more boring than the wild, wild west of Bittrex or Binance or Poloniex or any of those other exchanges and all the other crazy altcoins out there. So it makes sense when people are saying, as soon as something gets added to Coinbase, it's going to pop through the roof. And a lot of people out there are speculating on this. You can see this image floating around a little bit. I'll zoom in. Might not be that visible, but this image is floating around here. We'll see if I could pop this open. But this is supposed to be a screenshot from the Coinbase management console. Who knows if this is... this could easily be Photoshopped. Who knows what this means or whatever. But this was 2 days ago. This screenshot started flowing around saying that three new coins were coming to the Coinbase platform in 2018. Dash, Ripple, and Monero. And a lot of people think that part of the pump action, part of the reason potentially Ripple is pumped so hard is people think it may get added to Coinbase in the near future. There's other reasons there as well, but that has been circulating around. And when you look and you think about, okay, what is the next coin that's going to get added? What is the next token that is going to get added to Coinbase? They've actually provided a pretty legit framework that gives you an understanding of exactly where their head's at and what they're doing. And I'll talk through this, but I would highly recommend, I'm going to put a link below as well. so that you can examine this in more detail. But it's called the GDAX Digital Asset Framework, and they titled this. This PDF came out last month, but basically it is the factors and the criteria that they put in place when they're evaluating and considering new assets to support on GDAX. And they even have a Google spreadsheet here that you can just save as, and it will allow you to literally rank the crypto that you potentially think may or may not be the next one on Coinbase. So, you know, as we're looking at this, one of the big things I'll say off the top is don't just believe the rumors that are circulating. Go through this digital asset framework and see if the rumors that people are speculating about, see if those actually make sense when it comes down to this digital framework in your own mind. Do your own due diligence like you would anything else. Just because somebody posts a screenshot, whether it's real, whether it's Photoshopped, whatever it might be, does not mean that it is something that you should just blindly throw money into at all. So getting into it, The one big thing here too that we'll kick it off. So GDAX says, we're excited to release the GDAX Digital Asset Framework. Framework is designed to provide insight into how we evaluate digital assets to list on GDAX. It is not an endorsement for a specific asset, and we reserve full and absolute discretion to list or not list and delist any asset, regardless of how the criteria in this framework may apply to this asset. We expect this framework to evolve over time. So what does that mean? I think the big thing, the big takeaway there is that they say basically they have full and absolute discretion. So if you think something scores 100 and GDAX says, we don't care, we're going to list whatever we want to list, it's their exchange, it's their company, they're going to do what they want to do. But also one of the things is, you know, they can list anything regardless of how it applies to the framework, even if it doesn't meet all the criteria. And that is a really interesting point here. So, and we'll get to that too in a second. So there's a lot of people that are obviously involved with this. Union Square Ventures, GDAX, what do we got here as well? So pop down a little bit. So there's a number of people involved within the actual creation of this, but a couple different things that GDAX is looking for. GDAX or Coinbase. Coinbase owns GDAX. GDAX is the institutional professional trader type of platform, if you're not familiar with that. But a couple different things that they're looking for. Number one, an open financial system. Number two, legit security and code. Number three, a solid team, good founders, good engineering, good governance. Number four, scalability, seeing if the product can actually scale. And then I think one of the biggest things here is legal and compliance. Do they meet the regulatory requirements? Are they classified as a security, or could they potentially be classified as a security? If so, throw it out the window. I don't think GDAX is going to mess with anything that could potentially be classified as a security. And then also from a market supply perspective, how is the liquidity? How is the global distribution? Is this something that is highly limited to a few different exchanges, or is it pretty generally and widely available? That's a big thing. I know that GDAX is trying to facilitate global distribution. And then also from a demand perspective, obviously they want something that has a certain level of customer demand, developers as well. The higher the demand for this asset, the more money that they're going to make from, the more volume that's going to happen, the more money they're going to make from fees when people trade on it. So that's, you know, definitely one thing that you want to, you know, that you want to be aware of. And then also network standards. One thing that's interesting is the nodes, the number of nodes underlying on the blockchain, a growing number of transactions that they're looking for as well. And then kind of lastly, the crypto economics and how the economics of the token, is it a utility token? Does it make sense to hold? What type of token is it? Are there rewards for it? Are there penalties for it? How is the token sale structured? If it was an ICO, was the ICO run in a best practice manner, or is it now being fixed? So there's a lot of different things that you can look at here. And I would highly, highly recommend you take a peek at every single one of these things. And like I said, one of the biggest things, at least in my mind, because, you know, whether or not you like Coinbase, whether or not you've had a bad experience with Coinbase, I know there have been obvious scaling issues in terms of user signups, ID verification, all that stuff. Obviously, it crashes quite a bit now too, but they are one of the more legitimate in terms of just regulatory compliance and kind of operating within the letter of the law. So I think the big thing here too that you want to be aware of is if you're evaluating a new crypto, if you think a new crypto might be added, a new crypto asset might be added to GDAX, whether now or in the future, the big thing is, in my opinion, one of the biggest things is the asset. Can GDAX legally offer this asset? The asset is not classified as a security using Coinbase's security law framework. So here, if you don't know what Coinbase's security law framework is, I will link that to, I will link it to below. Very informative. Also, if you have any interest in the legal ramifications around ICOs, around tokens, around what'll get listed, what won't get listed, definitely go through this PDF. It was listed. There were a number of people that worked on the PDF that are pretty big in the industry. So you had Coinbase, CoinCenter, Union Square Ventures, Consensus. So there's a group initiative there, working with a large legal firm as well. So I would definitely recommend you take a look at this. And you can go through the process of putting together this securities law framework. You can try to evaluate if something meets the securities law framework and see if it would in fact be listed on Coinbase. So let's get back to it. So going to the, we can address some of the main three cryptos here. You have Dash, you have Ripple, you have Monero. Those are rumored screenshot. Who knows if that's real? My guess is it's probably not, but who knows? So those are rumored. Dash, Ripple, Monero are the three big ones that are listed as coins that will be available for purchase in 2018. Now, if you pop over to OnChainFX right now, you know, it would make sense in some respect for those cryptos. Dash is a close to $7 billion cryptocurrency. Ripple is right now a $30 billion cryptocurrency. And Monero is a less than a $5 billion cryptocurrency from a total market capitalization perspective. But when you're looking at the volume too, that's definitely a big thing. You think about Dash, $200 million in present volume. You think about Ripple right now, $5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. That's something that's fairly important. But does Ripple and does Dash and does some of these other cryptos meet all the regulatory frameworks or do they meet the digital asset framework? And I saw one tweet that was really interesting, and this is something that I think you want to take in mind. So people, this is somebody on Twitter that I saw, no relation to the Alpe. Love the image there. But for those of you out there buying XRP because of Coinbase rumors, remember to do your own research. Here's the link to the digital asset framework, which they could consult when they add new coins. Anything stand out to you? So when you're thinking about Ripple, two different highlights is decentralization. The network is public, decentralized, and enables trustless consensus. Ripple is definitely more of a centralized crypto asset. They are a private company that's headquartered out of San Francisco. Definitely more of a centralized, one of the more centralized cryptocurrencies, as is in some case, you can make the argument for Dash as well. That's a little bit more centralized because of the pre-mine, also because of the idea of masternodes as well. And then also the source code too, as far as having open source code, well-documented peer review. Ripple is a little bit more centralized in that manner, whether that's good or bad, that's up to you to decide, and you can make that debate. But does that specifically meet the digital asset framework that they're looking for? And the one thing that you want to say too, though, is that, hey, just because it might not be as centralized as, it might not be as decentralized as something like Ethereum or Bitcoin, they do reserve the full and absolute right and discretion to list basically whatever they want to list, regardless of how it directly aligns with this criteria. But also a couple different funny things too, coming from this tweet. So you could see if we click on this, if you want to see Coinbase to Ripple in San Francisco, you walk up one block, walk over two, boom. I mean, that that can definitely have some type of an impact. That can, perhaps maybe roll back that $5 billion in daily volume right now, as well as the fact that Ripple's two blocks away from Coinbase's headquarters. Maybe that might have something to do with it. So I think there is some credence behind the rumors about Ripple, some credence behind the rumors about Dash. One thing I would say with Monero as well, but depending upon how they structure Monero, I know Bittrex does this where there's kind of an additional key that you have to enter. So basically, Bittrex can identify you, which kind of takes away some of the privacy implications of utilizing something like Monero. That might be something that Coinbase has to do, because if I would imagine, and perhaps I could be wrong here, but having a true privacy coin that allows you to kind of throw money anywhere you want in the world without any type of traceability, that could definitely be an issue from Coinbase's perspective if they are the company that's enabling that. So I would think that they might have to do some things like Bittrex does, where there's some type of like an ID number associated with your wallet on Monero so that they can determine kind of who you are and what you're doing, which in some cases, like I said, defeats the purpose of having that, you know, of buying that Monero in the first place. But that is something as well. I think a privacy coin might be interesting for Coinbase to have as well. So, you know, when you are looking at this, a couple different things that I will say here too is, number one, I think it's, in my opinion, it's not fully worth your time to speculate who the next coin that's going to be added to Coinbase is, to GDAX is. I don't think that is the only reason that you should buy a cryptocurrency, that you should buy a crypto asset. I think you should buy it based upon fundamentals. Do you like this crypto asset? Do you think it can succeed long term? Is it something that is, you feel like that the adoption can continue and continue and continue, and you think that there's a team behind it that can really execute on their vision? I don't specifically think that you should buy just because you hear rumors or you think that one cryptocurrency or another is going to get listed on Coinbase. So number one, I would say that. Number two, if you are speculating on that, I do think that you should go through the process of doing significant due diligence on your own. I think you should absolutely acquaint yourself with that digital asset framework. I think you should read the entire thing. I think you should read the entire securities law framework, because number one, it'll make you a smarter investor. Number two, it will give you, I think, better insight into understanding how companies like Coinbase and GDAX think when they think about adding new cryptocurrency, basically when they think about adding new cryptocurrency to their marketplace. And lastly, you know, if I had to guess what the next crypto might be that gets added to Coinbase, I think Ripple. I don't own Ripple. I'm not always the biggest fan of Ripple just because how the centralization in some cases of it, but I get the appeal behind it. But I think Ripple is definitely a solid possibility in terms of being added to Coinbase. I think Monero as well, depending upon the legality behind the privacy issues. I think Monero is another one that's obviously very functional. It's been around for a while, works well. So I think Monero is one of them. And then I also think you have to consider maybe some of the decentralized applications as well, because if you look at Coinbase's master plan, they have, here's a blog post that was from a while ago, back in September of 2016, so over a year ago, but they have a master plan where they talk about, you know, the protocol level, the Bitcoin, Ethereum, the exchanges, they're kind of operating on the infrastructure level. And there's the consumer interface and decentralized applications. I do think that that they're proponents of decentralized applications. But the biggest thing about adding any type of dApp token, any type of utility token to Coinbase is it a security? And I think that's, you know, debatable in some respects. So I don't know if we'll see that initially, but I think long-term, some type of decentralized application, whether it's an Augur, whether it's a, whether it might be something like an OMG or, it could be a variety of, basically a variety of things, maybe something like a Filecoin in the future. Those could potentially have some level of opportunity to be added to Coinbase. But like I said, I don't necessarily think that long-term you should be investing in this stuff specifically because you think that it's going to get added. Do your own due diligence. I don't want to sit here and tell you, hey, I know the easiest thing to do is say, hey, you know, Ripple's going to get added, Monero's going to get added, and Bitcoin Cash. I actually forgot to mention probably Bitcoin Cash as well. Bitcoin Cash, I think, is a fairly obvious one because they are crediting folks with Bitcoin Cash in the near future here after the Bitcoin Cash fork. So I think Bitcoin Cash is a fairly logical one. Makes sense for them to add. So if you made it this far in the video, I apologize. I didn't get to that earlier, but definitely something to consider. Outside of that, guys, I do daily videos on the subject of cryptocurrency as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours, where I just hop in, talk to you about what's going on in the crypto world. So if you like this video, if you like all the other market reaction and stuff like that, hit that subscribe button, the little notify bell next to that. That way, next time I do go live, the next video that does come out, you get that right away, and you can stay on top of things as much as possible. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.